We are going to move on to item number seven, which is board comment. And start off to my left, Commissioner Gilman.
I do have some comments I'd like to share this morning.
Please.
I wanted to take a few minutes to elaborate a little bit on this company Trek that our county manager mentioned a moment ago, and I shared some things with last commission session. We've become accustomed here in Story County with the Colorado Reno Industrial Center and the last 20 years. And so we hear names like Google and Twitch and Tesla and Walmart. And so we've kind of become accustomed to the fact that in the Colorado Reno Industrial Center, which is a corporate entity here in Story County, we become used to these names kind of floating around and coming into our county. And we've seen over the last 20 years the incredible impacts financially and otherwise that we have either challenged or dealt with here in our county. I'm going to suggest to you this morning that Trek, you haven't really heard that name. You can go online and find trek.com, is going to be a three times impact to anything that we have seen in the past 20 years. Trek will be bringing something to our county that that is absolutely incredible. And I'd like to share a little bit of that with you, if I may, this morning with the community. My son, Don Gilman, has been working with them for the last 2 years. So this has been developing over a slow period of time. They started looking at our county with about 150 acres. And they've recently closed 2,200 acres, 2,200. And to put some of that in context, and I'm also going to circle back and say that our county management and the staff and the folks that have chaired all the various departments that have made this work, I can't begin to tell you how critical and how incredibly successful they have been for all of us. Every single official and staff member in this county has signed on as a part of this Trek adventure. And so what is a Trek? Well, they're invested in many things. Their headquarters are out of Denver, Colorado. They're absolutely international. And they are a group that develop data storage campuses. Data storage campuses in the world, if you take a look at the industry of data storage, look at our federal government. They're storing every phone call that every one of us make, I think, and all of the other data that goes along with cell phones and servers and laptops and the informational highway. So data storage has become an incredibly impactive and growth industry in the world today. Trek builds data storage campuses, huge campuses. What do data storage campuses do? Well, they use incredible amounts of water. Although the technology is evolving where they're using a lot of air for cooling, they use a tremendous amount of power. To give kind of a perspective, the largest land transaction that took place in the Colorado Reno Industrial Center in years gone by was to blockchains. We've all heard about the blockchains technology and the plans that were going into blockchains. Blockchains purchased 67,000 acres from the Colorado Reno Industrial Center for $75 million. Largest land transaction taking place, I believe, in Northern Nevada at the time. Trek purchased 2,200 acres from the blockchains portfolio for $250 million. The largest land transaction dollar-wise in the history of the state of Nevada. So if we follow that backwards, you know, a lot of us have talked about over the last 20 years, the Comstock lode and the richest place on earth at one time right here in Virginia City. And so we've all discussed the possibility that the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the land base here in Story County, might be the forerunner of the new Comstock lode. So I'm going to suggest to you that $260 million for 2,200 acres sets not only a new historical benchmark in the state of Nevada, but rates our Story County land value as some of the most valuable property in the United States today. Pretty incredible for a Story County staff and management group and oversight group who had the vision and the creation to bring something like this to the table. So what does that mean other than talking about land value? Why would they pay that? Well, I would say that the reason they pay that is because they wanted to be a part of what they call the most significant industrial park in the world today. They have said to us at the table that they have had a better experience, a more incredible experience, that a book should be written about what our Story County has offered and created, administered, and enjoyed. This. They are so complimentary of what they have found here and working with our county staff and our county manager and our county commissioners. And so here's a company that I'm going to tell you trek and get acquainted with a little bit about what they're going to bring, because what they're going to bring to our community, I'm going to grab some numbers that I think are close enough. Tesla came to our community and said they're going to invest $3 to $5 billion in Story County. And that was an amazing amount of money. And then Switch came, and they're also data storage based. And they said, we're going to invest $15 to $20 billion in Story County. And they've been in the process of doing that very thing. Trek has sat with our governor and have and you're going to see in the press, so I'm not ahead of the curve here. I got to be careful because we've signed a lot of NDAs. Trek is planning to invest between $75 and $100 billion in our Story County. The numbers are just staggering. So let me put a couple of thoughts out there other than the investment they're bringing. They're going to be working with, and we're going to see in the very near future, a water importation project where thousands of acre feet of water are going to be imported into Story County to serve this dramatic campus park for data storage. There's also a commitment and agreement in place for power. The power is incredible. And so people throw around words like gigawatts and megawatts and all this kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, that's way over my pay grade. But to give you a thought, by 2026, our power company has agreed to bring for Trek into our Story County community 2 gigawatts of power. So what's that mean to us? 2 gigawatts of power. 2 gigawatts equal 2,000 megawatts. Right now today, if we go to the Tracy Power Plant, which is producing most of the power for Northern Nevada, they have the capability of 1,000 megawatts. So with the Trek product coming to Northern Nevada, they're going to be offering 2,000 additional imported megawatts, 2 gigawatts, to operate this incredible set of campuses that are coming into Story County. So, you know, we could spend a lot more time looking at the future and the revenue streams and the build outs. I'll give you an example. One of these buildings that Trek will be putting into Story County will cost $1 billion a building. So you're used to Tesla saying, well, we're gonna build $3.5 million worth of building out there. One Trek building costs $1 billion. The other thing that they have shared with us is that building will accommodate $1 billion worth of hardware turnover every 36 to 60 months. Because the hardware and the servers, they all burn out. So $1 billion worth of investment in a building and building permits and all the things that go along and the county revenue services that are multifaceted. And so one of their facilities is $1 billion, and that'll turn over $1 billion worth of hardware and server product about every 3 to 5 years. So the impact of TREC and what's coming to Story County, all the information that I shared with you is going to start hitting the paper today. So I wanted Story County and those of you here in the room and those up that are paying attention, we know we've heard Tesla and we've heard Google and we've heard Switch, and Story County is going to be the home to a corporate group that are family oriented. They have wonderful children and families. They're, as my son said on Sam Shad yesterday, their CEO and their management staff started here. They didn't send us a broker or somebody from the real estate community or a developer. They came themselves and have been one-on-one with our leadership and with our staff from day one. And so we're going to find them to be very warm corporate citizens for all of us. They care about family. They care about our county. And certainly Story County will now be host to one of the most fabulous companies in the world today. So that's what I got for you so far. Small thing. I'm celebrating, as you can tell. And thank you very much.
Congratulations.
And, welcome.
Yep. It's going to be hard to beat that update, but my sermon, you give it a shot.
It's the next decade or two or five.
I was going to mention I had a nice time at Reno Startup Week, but it seems pretty inconsequential in light of what's going on. And while I certainly don't begrudge blockchains their excellent deal here, sounds like you boys got the short end of the stick if you held on to that land a little bit longer.
Well, it wasn't worth much more than that at the time, but you know, Story County has taken it to a new level.
Yeah, that's it. I did have an opportunity to just briefly stop in at Reno Startup Week, which happened this last week. There's a burgeoning kind of a nascent startup community in the area, and neat to see the efforts that are going into that. And we'll look at ways that we can be involved in that more. And then also some good conversations with the other county folks at NACO and Elko this week. So good things happening all around, despite the challenges that we deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah, thank you.